Let us just start from the beginning of the sugya on Ayin Amud Beis to get in the swing of the sugya. Two lines from the bottom, the middle of the next to the last line. Lamadnu chaya bechlal behema. We have a limud that chaya is bechlal behema, ubehema bechlal chaya. Chaya tahira bechlal behema tahira. Chaya tmeya bechlal behema tmeya. Behema tmeya bechlal chaya tmeya. Behema tahira bechlal chaya tahira. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Let's jump down to the fourth line. So we have here that there's chaya bechlal behema, behema bechlal chaya, side by the both of them are tohirim, by both of them are tmeim. So the Gemara says chaya bechlal behema minola. How do we know that when the pasuk speaks about a behema, that it includes a chaya? Dechsiv zois abehema asher teichelu, sheir seksovim, ayol utzvi viyachmu. So ayol tzvi viyachmu achayis, and it says zois abehema asher teichelu. So we see clearly that chaya is bechlal behema. Okay, sir. Chaya bechlal behema. Even though the pasuk says zois achaya, zois, Zeis a behema shetoichlu chaya bechlal behema. Behema bechlal chaya minolam. How do you know that a behema is bechlal chaya? Dechsiv zeis a chaya shetoichlu. Bekela behema ashela oretz kol mafreses parsa. Okay, tzad behema bechlal chaya. He says, it starts of Zeis HaChaya and it ends up with Behemoth. How does that stem? Behema Bechlal Chaya. Chaya Tahira Bechlal Behema Tahira. Achaya Tahira is Bechlal Behema Tahira. The Simonim, that even though the Simonim Kashris, Afresis Parsa, Malas Geira, are mentioned by Behema, Mikol Abayma Shalos Kom Afreses Parso, even though it's mentioned by Behema, but Chaya Tahira Bechlal Behema Tahira, so Memele, so Chaya Tahira also needs these simonim. Chaya Temeya Bechlal Behema Temeya, Leharbo, that means that it is Behemtacha Leisar Biya Kiloyim, Behemtacha is inclusive, it means Bein behema tahira, bein behema tmeya. This iser of arbois kiloyim to be mabia one mean and the other mean. So by achaya, there's also the same aloche. Behema tmeya bechlal chaya tmeya. If it says chaya tmeya, so we know already behema tmeya. There's no need to write behema tmeya. L'chederebi. This is Benegeya, the member of Rebbe, the Sanya Rebbe Omer, Ekra Ani Chaya, in the Parsha of Korban Oilo V'Yoret. So there it says that first, Nefesh Kisiga B'chol Tomei, Oy Ben Nivlas Chaya Tmeya, Oy Ben Nivlas Behema Tmeya. So it says, first it mentions Nivlas Chaya Tmeya, and then it mentions Nivlas Behema Tmeya. So Rebbe asks, Ekra Ni Chaya. It's only necessary to say that Nevesh Kisiga B'Nivlas Chaya Tmeya. Behema Loma Nemra. So Behema Tmeya, since I know this klal, that behema bechlal chaya, behema tmeya bechlal chaya tmeya, is behema lama nemra. So the behema tmeya is miyuta, nemra kan behema tmeya, v'nema lahalon behema tmeya. Ma lahalon, it says later in Parshas Tzav, v'nefesh kisiga b'chol tomei b'tumas odom oi b'behema tmeya. So ma lahalon tumas kodesh there, when it mentions behema tmeya, it is negeya, that if one is tomei, he's not allowed to be oichol kodesh. Afkan, here that it mentions that nefesh kisiga b'behema tmeya means that he ate kodesh, and that's what brings a kolben oil of yer, and afkan tumas kodesh. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Let's start from daf ayin amid beis. Zois habehema asher teichelu. Beforish basrei ayol utzvi. He said, Alma chaya bechlal behema. Zois achaya asher teichelu mikol habehema asher la'oretz kol mafreses parse. Vohochi mashme mikol habehema echel es mafreses. Fine. Umikore maschili ishtuye bechaya. He starts talking about zois achaya asher teichelu, and then he starts speaking about a behemoth that mafreses parse, zois achaya asher teichelu, a mafores simoni behemoth, the common mikola behemoth, come mafreses. Alma behemoth bechlal chaya. And miyato, tilmed lechola tzoichloch, now that I know the behemoth bechlal chaya. So whatever I have to learn, I can learn one from the other. Chaya tohira, bechlal behema tohira. Pashta meforish, la'avoy bovi de masnisen lamayni boilo. So now, it is negeya for us to know that a chaya tohira is bechlal behema. Chaya tohira, bechlal behema tohira, lisimonim. That a chaya toira needs simone tarish, simone the nefreses parsim, and the malus geir. Shleimotinu simonim meforoshim, ela bebehema. Simonim only says by behema. Dersiv, bemishna toira kobeima mafreses parse, ubavayikro, mikobeima shalotsko mafreses parse. Simonim abehime kaime. Ubechaye lo yadinen. I don't know bechlal that achaye needs simonim. Ala mishum da ashkechon chaya bechlal beheime kidulel. Zois abehime meforish ayo lo tzvi v'yachmo. So memele, so if it says that abehime needs simonim tare, so achaye also needs simonim tare. Vuhu adinami d'itzachlon chaya teira bechlal behema teila tumis neveles. That was Remesen, the shayla that Rabbi Yonason asked Ben Azai. How do you know that a chaya teira is metama tumis neveles? Kid bin ilom, nivlas chaya teira leilamadnu binav gilom bibehema teira. Vula adinami yitzrich this klal that chaya bechlal behema Achaye tohoira bechlal behema tohoira, you also need to tell me the aloche of avos kloyim. The avos kloyim behema ksiv, v'loy bechaye. So there are a multitude of aloches that we can learn out chaye tohoira bechlal behema tohoira. The Gemara chapson simonim, it's negeya legabi tumis nevela v'chaye tohoira, it's negeya legabi avos kloyim from achaye tohoira. Well, chapson one. Hochi garsinen, chaya tmeya, bechlal, behema tmeya, the harbo. That by harbo, just like by behema tmeya, there's a isa harbo is kiloyim. Uche de foshina, da harbo bevehema ksive. U mashme bein tmeya, u bein tohira, vachay me bein menafke. Buhu adin, nami, de chaya tohira, la bo bechlal behema tohira. Bechol plodi, de bereise, meforish, chod, de milse, de bereise just wants to mention one inyan that we learn out, one from the other, tohira from tohira, tmeya from tmeya. Shmina de mekulo, ikala mele. Behema tmeya bechlal chaya tmeya. Look at the Rebbe Garcine. Ekra ani chaya. This was Rebbe's kash. Legabi kolben oyle v'yoyre. It says, Nevesh kisiga oy ben nivlas chaya tmeya. Oy ben nivlas behema tmeya. B'day hoya li b'kriyas chaya. If I know that he becomes tamei when he touches a chaya tmeya. So why does he say, it says over here in Parshas, it also mentions behemoth mei. Ma laholim betubas kaidish, kloime betomei shochel asakaidish, afkob mnei lebeyere dechsiv, vay nefesh ashatige, umashme demenegiyas tume mechayv lekob mnei lebeyere. The pasuk doesn't mention what happened. It says he touched behemoth mei and then he brings a kob mnei lebeyere. The afinim behog zeir shove, you only have a common oil of Yerid if after he became Tommy ate Kaidish. Oh, you can't eat Lamigdosh. Loha milse itzach lon behemoth meye bechlal chaya. And that's why I have to know that behemoth meye is bechlal chaya meye. The lav the kimlon mizois achaya the behemoth bechlal chaya. They have a meyatalon high behemoth meye lexere shove. So then the behemoth may wouldn't be miyuta. It's a tummy chayat may, it's a tummy behemoth may. But since I know behemoth bechlal chayat, behemoth may bechayat, bechlal chayat may, so then the behemoth may is miyuta. So now I can make a gzeira shover like this, vice toys. There's to be mufne in order to make a gzeira shover, else some of the zeikash and the gzeira shover. So I have a motzele may makreni chayam. It wouldn't be sufficient that can ichai because I need the behemoth mei for the gzeira shove. Let us go further in the Gemara. Behema tahira bechlal chaya tahira litzira. There was a yitzira by a behema tahira also. This not. We learned a Mishnah. Hamapeles min behema chaye v'oif. An isha is mapo a min behema chaye v'oif. Bein tmeyim, bein tahirim. Sai der tmeyim, sai tahirim. So im zocho, teishev, le zocho. If this min behema chaye v'oif is a zocho, so the Yodis is a tume of a zocho. Of Zayin Yomim, she's tome, and then she the meitaro to mem yoim. Im nekeivo, if the min behema chayev oif is a nekeive, so teishebel in nekeive, so then she's tome shvuayim, then till 60 days, is the meitaro. Eino yodua teishev lezocha ulan nekeva. If I don't know, so then she has the chumris of a zocha and the chumris of a nekeva. Divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chachomim oimrim kol she'enoi mitzuras odom enei vlad. Now let us see Rashi exactly to understand the machloikis. Machlokes of Rameir and the Chachamim. Zot Rashi. Behema tahira bechlal chaya tahira liyitzira. That is, yitzira and a behema tahira also. The gabi chaya ksiva vayachaya says in the posik. Vayitza Hashem Elikim min adome kol chaye sod. A chaye, there was a yitzire. By oifes, there was a yitzire. By behemoth, it doesn't say yitzire. So now, since I have a klal that behema b'chlal chaya, so if it says by a chaya there was a yitzira, so by a behema there also was a yitzira. Fine. The nafkamina, so what's a nafkamina if there was a yitzira by behemis? L'mapeles min behema chaya v'oif. The koma remeya teiras vlad aleihem. A mayor holds that this is called a vlad. V'imon yeshevis aleihem yemei tume v'yemei tarem. Memeil if it's a vlad, so this yemei tume v'yemei tarem. V'amrinim v'mapeles my time der a mayor he'll v'nemem v'hen yitzire ke'odok. Now, before I go further, I'd like to mention, Rabbi Chana mentions over here that we have a machlokes between Rameyer and the Chachamim. If an Isha is mapel a mean behemoth, so Rameyer holds that she's tamei tumis yoldis, and she has all the din of a yoldis. Chachamim oimrim ko she'ine mitzuras odom eine vlad. If it doesn't have a tzuras odom, it's not called a vlad. So Rabbi Chanan is Mavaya, the Machlekes Chameya and the Chachamim is as follows. Chameya holds that this Nefel is a Odom. It's a child. It has all the characteristics of a behemoth, but it's garnished. It's a child. It's a child. It is what the mother is. Since the mother is an Isha, so Mamela, so the child is a Ben Odom. It's not a behemoth. And that mistome is pshat, because the same oifen of yitzire that it says by an odom there was a yitzire, so by behema chayev oif also says a loshen yitzire. So vice toys that you could have a yitzire by a mean behema chayev oif, so that means it could have a tzura of a behema chayev oif and still be a yitzire, it could still be a ben odom. So it's called a vlad. It's called a child of the mother. It looks like a hit at Surah of a Behema, but it's irrelevant. But since it's a vlad, so memele, so does it is tumezocha, tumeznekeve. The chachamim hold kol she'enoi mitzuras odom enoi vlad. The chachamim say this navel is a behema, it's not a vlad. Through the ibo, there was a kilkul in the ibo, so abo lemais, it's not a vlad. It's a behemoth. Kol she'enei mitzura sodom, you don't look at the moilet. You look at the tzura. And if the tzura of this nefel is the tzura of a behemoth, so it's a behemoth. So there's no din. There's no din if an isha, by a vlad is it an isha kistasri v'yoldo. If she has a vlad, if she has a child, that has a teiras odom, so then there's tumis yoldis. But this is not called a vlad, it's called a behemoth. Here's a tzuras, the tzuras moire and what it is. So therefore there's no din of tumis yoldis over here. That's the yisayda machlokes. Zot Rashi vayta, v'hu adin de behemoth tmeyo, v'chlal chaya tmeyo, nami. Laimilse itzrich, nami laimilse itzrich. Al kapirish. So you could say by behemoth man gabi chayat meya lekvah porish ba milsa achite lechderebi. Later, before we said that you need the din that behemoth meya bechlal chayat meya. Chodim minayin noket. He says one nafkemine bechol klali de baraisa porish chod a milsa behemoth meya bechlal chayat meya behemoth teir bechlal chayat teir. Teishev lezocha. Shivasi Yemei Tumim, she's Tumim 7 days, V'lamed Gimel Yemei Toya. Then 33 days of Tare, Shekol Domim Shiroye Behem Tohirem. The Teshu V'Nekeva, Shvu'ayim, V'samach Vov Toya, that's 80 days. Yeah. So, V'samach Vov Toya. Eine Yodu, what if I don't know? Im zochim nekeve, hatol aleo, choyim ushneyem. So then, she is the oldest is the chumres of a zochim nekeve. V'teishim le zochim nekeve, Shvuayim Tumas Leidus Nekeve. For 2 weeks she'll have Tumas Leidus. Afilay Neroye Behem, Afilay there's no Rias Dam. Shem Nekeve Yolde. Ubulabay Nekeve, Ubuloy Ria, Ike Shvuayim Tumas Leidus. So the first 2 weeks she's Tome. Maybe this blood is a Nekeve. Be Meitoyar Ainla El Ada Boim Yoim. The Meitoyar only till 40 days. Mitchilas Leidosam, you can count 40 days from the beginning of the Leide. Kedin Zocho, Shema Zochohu. So the Gemara explains the Nafkaminis and Aloche that Chaya Bechal Behema, Behema Bechal Chaya, Bein Mitmeya, Bein Mitoyar. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Ula Rabbonon Haikro Lomoli. The Gemara Sakashe, why do we need this Pasuk? Lech the Rebbe Hu Da Oso. So the Gemara answers is going according to Rebbe. So the Rashi Hochi Gar Sinon, because we'll see Taisi here in different gears of Bechlaun the Gemara. La Rabbonon Haikro Lomoli. The Gemara answers, Kulei l'chederebi u'diyosa. By Masnisen Koi, now this kash is going back on our Mishnah. Well, we had a machloikis in the Mishnah. If an uber of a tmeya is metame, if the uber of a behem tmeya is metame, a uber of a toir is not metame, a uber of a tmeya that Tanakama holds is not metame because we're makish nivlas tmeya to tahira, and Rabbi Yitzchak will hold that it is metame. So the Gemara asks, the Rabbonon the pligi ad Rabbi Yosi Aglili, akrod Rav Nachman the Yafine minei, ve'eze ze uber shebetmeya tomei lomali. That means that Rav Nachman Yitzchak learned out from this pasuk. It says Nivlas Behemot Meya. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, why is it mentioning Davke Nivlas Behemot Meya? Now Nivlas Behemot Meya is not Metame. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said we're speaking about an Uber of a Behemot Meya, and no, the Uber of a Behemot Meya is Metame, an Uber of a Behemot Meya is not Metame. That was Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's drosha. That was according to Rav Yosi Aglili. According to the Tanakama holds an uber of a behema temeya is also not metame because of makish temeya l'tahira. So what did the Rabbono, the Tanakama, what did they do with this pasuk? It says behema temeya, and why does it mention behema temeya? It's who adin la behema tahira. Why did the pasuk specify behema temeya? That's the kasha. La Rabbonon, the pligi ad Rav Yosi Aglili. Hok ro de Rav Nachman, di alfine minei ve'eze, ze uber shebetmeyo tomei, and by a tohira it's tohira. Lomali, according to the Tanakame, everything is tohira. So why does it say behemot meyo? By nuba everything is tohira, and by behema everything is tummy. So why did this pasuk specify behemot meya? So the man says, look at the Rabbi Yudosei. Chayet meya legufei. Chayet meya is coming to tell us that he touched the chayet meya. Behemot meya legzeres shove. Ba'aydi d'chsiv tmeya bebehemot shum zeres shove. So really you don't have to have chayet meya. Now I can learn out chayet from behemot. Kosev nami bechaye, the choparsha shenemra benishnis, a nishnis al beshvil dovo shenishadish boy. Chayre de tmei is meyuta, the chaye need to be meyata behema, about kapone de tmei is meyuta. So, bechaye, so, sayne chanami, it's, choparsha shenemra benishnis, a nishnis al beshvil dovo shenishadish boy. Let us see Taisvis, and that I'm on the base, the last Taisvis. Chaya tmeya bechlau behema tmeya leharbo. The whole chad mash mechidish. And each one chai behemah b'chal, behemah t'meyeh, chai t'oyer b'chal, behemah t'oyer. Chochad mash mechidish poimah, the machmas t'chai b'chal behemah, shemanu shape, iser albo, from a chai t'meyeh, can learn that from a behemah t'meyeh. Mi b'lafo chi yedinin, you don't really learn out from chai b'chal behemah, the fila b'oifis gamrinin, albo behemtacho, behemtacho, mishabes kedemrinin, b'shesh noga chesapo, linat shosho mishabes, and there it's, that there does not do it soon behem and achayah, so really you don't need this limit b'chlal for habo. Ula rabonon haiko lomeli, so the command says, kuloi lichid the Rebbe osa. Ken girsas akuntres, this is Rashi's girsa hochi garsine, u pirish that the rabonon the Rabbi Yosef lili boy, the Gemara's asking according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that holds that an uber is not metame, sei from a teuren, sei from a tmeye, is, haiko de Rav Nachman, lomeli, what do you do with the posik? The posik, this, what is it telling me that he did not give a behemah tmeye, why daf ke behemah tmeye? The teuren is also metame. So like this, according to the reason, we're speaking about a nuba. The kosher le peru, so teuren says two kashes and rashis pshat. Kasha number one, Lome Himtin Atka. So why did the Gemara, right after the Gemara brought down the Droshe of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Gemara should have asked, what did the Chachamim do? You go to another Sugya with we had a whole Sugya between Rabbi Yonis and Ben Azai, and then all of a sudden after the whole Sugya, we come back to the Mishnah. This Kasha should have been asked as soon as we brought down the Drash of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Kasha number one, Void Avala Lamibi Namal Rabona Krod Rab Yitzhak Lamalo, there's another posik. There's a posik Bukholoilech Al Kapo Bukhola Chayo Hileches. That posik is also telling us that a Tomei be made me and Uber is metame to Miss Nevela. Why didn't the Gemara speak about this? Different girsa, not the way Rashi is geirish. The girls are going under kash. Anicha la rameya, la rabona maika la meima. Kloima, amai itzach klolo de behema tahira bechlal chaye tahira, lididu leka la meima li yitzira. That means the baraisa made up the whole seder. For certain halachas, I have to know behemah teira bechlal chaya teira. For certain halachas, I have to know behemah tmeya bechlal chaya tmeya. According to the chachamim, that hold that so the whole nafkamina was according to Rameya that a behemah teira bechlal chaya teira legabe. If it was maple, even the it says yitzire by a chaya. And who are then by behemah tahira, we learn out behemah from chay. But according to the chachamim, the yitzira is lemal lemoyred, it's a din, it doesn't have a din of a vlad in gansen, it's a metamah to mislaydeh. So why do you need to know that behemah tahira b'chlal chaya tahira? To do like a lemayma li yitzira. So what's the teretz of the Gemara? So the Maram says the teretz of the Gemara is the Rebbe. That means this taka, this paraisa taka is going according to Rameya. They hold the whole halacha that you need chaya bechlal behema bechlal chaya is gabi Rebbe's drosha. Behema tmeya bechlal chaya tmeya. But really you don't need for any halacha that behema tahira bechlal chaya tahira. That's the end of this sugya. And now, we'll start a new sugya. Look the Mishnah. Ha'isha shemeis vlada besoich meyeha. Ha'isha, that the vlad that was besoich meyeha died. It's a dead uber. Uposhto chaya es yodo v'noga boy achaya. The chaya went and stuck in her hands into the rechem and touched the dead vlad. Achaya, v'nogaboy, achaya tmeya tumeshive. So the chaya is tomei to meshive. Vo'isha tohoira at sheyetze yavlat. A very interesting paradox over here. The isha is tohir, even though she has a dead vlad in her. And the chaya is tomei to meshive. So how do we understand this? Does it have a teiris mace? Or is it called a tumme blue? So just to the vow to flow through the Mishnah, the Gemara says later, Me'iker Adin, the Tana holds that a tumme blue is not metame. So it means that since there's this dead uber, that's Bimei Ha'isha is not metame. There's no, a tumme blue is not metame. So really, the chaya that touched it is also toyer, mikra din, because it's a tumah blua. We were afraid maybe when the chaya touched it, it already was a poiseich derechem, or was yos a little bit, and perhaps the chaya wasn't malgish. So memele, the isha does know. The isha does know, but maybe the isha was too torah, and the chaya didn't ask her. So Mamela, so Midarabonan they were Metame the Chaya, but the Isha who knows really if there was a Yetzias Avlad or if there wasn't a Yetzias Avlad, the Isha Tahira Acha Yetzi Avlad. Because man there was no Yetzias Avlad, there's no Yetzias Avlad, so the Isha is Tahira. It's called Atume Blua. Now let us just see Taisvis for 1 minute. Va'isha tahoira ad sheyeitze. So Taisvis says, Kishloi hegil horoish kipika mairi. The hegil havi tomei ad sheloi yotza havlat mishiniftach akever. Sanya bayaholeis umaisila balekeach behime, ein lenefolim psichas hakever, ad sheyagilu horoish kepika. Now let's just explain for a few minutes what Taisus is saying. The pelech that Aisha uses to spin threads there were three chalakim to it. It was a long stick. On top of it was a hook. And on the bottom of the stick was a round chalik that's called the pike, which was a weight. And this pulled, and the threads were put on this stick, and the weight And they twirled the stick and the weight pulled down the threads, and that's how they spun threads. But there was three chalokim to this pelech that they spun with, and the bottom chalik was a round weight. And there was a standard weight, a standard size. They needed the standard size for the tension to pull down on the threads. The kitzah, that was called a pika. So now we know what a pika is. It was a roundish bull that was used as a weight in the pelech of where Nisha used to spin the threads. Now, Taisvis brings down that, now let's again see Taisvis. Taisvis had a problem. In our Mishnah it says, when is the Vlad called Yolud? At Sheyetze HaVlad. When the Vlad leaves the Rechem, then it's called Aleidev. We learned in Aholis, Ein L'Nefolim Psiches HaKeber, At Sheyegilu HaRosh Kepiko, which means as follows. If the head of the navel is the size of a pika, which is a little large, so then that head makes a psichas hakever, and before it leaves the kever, before it leaves the rechem, it is metame already. It is metame. A navel that is smaller than that, it's only metame when it's yaitse mina kever, yaitse mina rechem. But a navel that the size of the roish is kepiko, so you don't need, it should leave the rechem to be metam. Others say pshat, because we'll say, till then it's called a tuma blua. If you have the rosh that's making a psichas hakever, it's not called blua anymore. It's not called that the uber is blua. So by psichas hakever, it is metam already. We're talking about, it's metam tumas meis. You have a dead uber. And like this, it's a tuma blue, it's not metame, but if the rosh is the size of a pike, so before it goes out of the rechem, before it goes out of the kever, it is called a tuma gluya, and it is metame. So Taisus had a kasha, Taisus a kasha, it says, v'isha teiratsha yetzei avlat. Why didn't he yetzei avlat? If the size of the head is like a pike, is psichas hakever alone is sufficient. That's Taisvus Kasha. So Taisvus says, our Mishnah is speaking about that the size of the head is smaller than the pika, and then it's only metame, Misha Yaitse. Well, let's see again the lotion of Taisvus. Beisha Toira Chayete, Kshale Hegel HaRosh Kepike. The size of the Rosh is not like a pika, my, the Hegel. Have told me, Achelo Yetzi Avlad, Misha Niftach Hakeva, by Psichas Hakeva, I feel it before any Yetzia, if the Rosh is Paiseach the Keva, so it's not called a Tumma Blue. The Sanya, the Snamba Yeholis, the Maisel of Alakech Behema, Ain Lana Fallen Psichas Hakeva, and it has to go out, Ache Yagilu Arosh Kepike. But when it's Yagilu, the size of the Rosh is the size of a Pike, so then, there is a din of psichas hakever. Inami sovele ketane de tesefte, de holy stomein livla tumachi etzelabin oilam. He's choylik on this, he holds a filu the size of a pike, is also, it is not tome by psichas hakever, there's a din of mishayetze. So maybe that's the two mahalchim that Taisvus has on our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rabbi. Kishem shetume blua eino mitama. Now, Rabbi Zuktash Tiktach, just like if you have a tume blua, it's swallowed in the niche. Kishem shetume blua eino mitama. Kachtare blua eino mitama. And just so we should know what we're speaking about, the nafkamina will be that a pasha the case that let's say an isha swallowed a tabas and she went into an oil amaze and then she went out of the oil amaze and then she they got out, the tabas came out, so the tabas was not mekabel tumah, the tabas was not mekabel tumah because of tatare blue. So, Rabbi, let's say another nafkamina, there's a famous Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom brings down the Rekeach. The Rekeach says that, he clears a shaila if an Ashes Koyin is allowed to go into Oil Amaze. Ashes Koyin Muberes. She's allowed to go to Neil Amei, so the Rekeach says she's allowed to go to Neil Amei al Sveksveke. Maybe it's in the cave, and Nephilot Tazach, maybe it's an Eiffel. So al Sveksveke, she's allowed to go in. And the cave, you're allowed to be Metame, Tazach. So either it's Tazach, maybe it's in the cave, Nephilot Tazach, maybe it's an Eiffel. So therefore she's allowed to go, and that's the Rekeach. So the Mogen Avrom asks on the Rekeach, why do you have to say Psagan Salom doesn't speak Sveke? They play a Tara Blue is not Mekabel Tumah. That's the Mogen Avrom's Kasha. Rashi says the Tara Rekeach means that maybe she's Oibet Luledes. I mean, maybe we're talking about how she'll have to go in. Maybe she'll give birth there in the Elamei. That he says she's allowed to go in. I'll speak Sveke. Aber al kaponim, now this is Rabbish Sikhtoyer. So Rabbi said, Kishem shetume blua eino metama. Just like a tume blua is not metama. Kach tare blua eino mitmo. A tare blua is not mekabel tume. Now, so now he's going to prove these two statements. Tume blua minola. How do we know that a tume blua is not metama? Now, this pasuk, see, Tosis explains it, this pasuk is speaking about the person ate a nevelas behema. Ha'oichel min nevelasa, speaking about he ate a nevela of a behema. Fine. Yechabes begodov. He's yechabes begodov. He tables himself, yechabes begodov. And then finished, and then after Erev Shemesh, he's toyer. He became Tomei through Maga Nevela. Fine. He swallowed it also. V'oichom nivlosa yechabitz b'kodot. So, Rabbi Esther Kashe, the Pasuk is speaking about all cases. Mi lo yaskinin, da'ochal somuch l'shkiya sahame. He ate a kezayis of a nevela. We'll see, he swallowed it to make it interesting. He swallowed a kezayis of a nevela. Mi lo yaskinin da ochel somuch l'shkiya sahama. V'kama rachmon etoyer. The Torah says he's toyer. So we're going to see in Rashi, Rashi is going to explain that even though a maga base astorim does not have a Torah's maga, but masa base astorim has a teiras masa. So my mail is like this. If a person swallowed a kezayis of a nevela before the shkia, he has in his stomach, the digestive process did not start yet, it's right before the shkia, he has in his stomach a kezayis of a nevela. So l'choire, this kezayis, he's carrying it. So it should be metame b'masa. So Memele, so why does the Pasuk say that he after Erev Shemesh, he saw it's just like there's a concept Toivel v'sheres v'yodoi, there's a Toivel nevela b'kreisa, he has in his stomach a kezayis nevela, which is metame b'masa. And if it's metame b'masa, so why is he toyer? Mi lo yaskin in the ochel somach l'shkiya sachama, v'koma rachmon etoyer, he's toyer. So why is he toyer? It's a raya, because it's a tume blue. A tume blue is command the lesser. A tume blue is not metame. Oh, that's a raya. Frek de gemore, v'dume shani hosom l'chosi l'ger. No, maybe there's no such concept of tume blue. But this nevela, in order to have a shame nevela, it has to be chosi leger, has to be chosi lachilas ger. Now, a ger toishav would not eat after a person swallows a kezayis of a nevela, so it's not tempting, and it's not chosi lachila. So, for the Gemara, so could be the reason why it's not metame, it's not because it's a new concept of tume blue. No, it's not a nevela. We have a klal nevela, chosi leger, calling nevela, and nevela that's not chosi leger, it's not called a nevela. So the Gemara says, so this is Akasha, so what's the Raya of Rabbi? So the Gemara says like this, Oh, nichel Rabbi Yochanan, doma achazu, vachazu, adle kelem, shapir. Rabbi Yochanan says, Gabi tume sai baya tume chamura. Vede hez adin avanava tume. Sai baya tume kales adin avarishin le tume. It only loses the koyach le tame when it's nifsa le kele shapir. So memela, rabbi is a gewalde keraya. That means he just swallowed it. It's still chosi le kele. That means if he'll spit out this kezayis, a kele will have no problems in eating this kezayis. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, legabi tume, the criteria is, it's roi lachilas keller. So it's icha roi lachilas keller. So Rabbi is a murder kekashe, so why is he toyer? The nevela, it's toyvel, nevela bekreisai, so why doesn't he become tume after the tvila? he's carrying an avela. Is a raya tuma blue is not metam. El le bal pod doma tuma chamura le gerve tuma kala ad le kele. Bal pod says that it has a din avatume and veils an avatume. There you need it only as a shame avatume vitzroy le ger. Tume kala is an in rishin le tume. Then you need it between nivsam achilas kele. So, Memelis, according to Baal Poder, we don't have a raya to rabbi. It could very well be a tume blue, is metame. Could very well be that a tume blue is metame. The reason it's not metame, because after he swallowed it, it's not royal again. Mishum de loichosel agehu. So the Gemara says, I got news for you. That what you said, that a ger won't eat it, that if he sees where it came from, he sees the whole thing, that a person swallowed it and he spit it out, and then a ger won't eat it. But if what he doesn't know doesn't harm him. If he spits it out and then you go to the sink and you wash it off, you give it to the ger, there's no problem whatsoever. So that's called chazi leger. So Memelis, so it is Chazi Leger. So why isn't it Metame? It's a raya that a Tumah Blue is not Metame. Let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kishem she Tumah Blue ain't Metame, Acherim, the Meforish po Kro Behedi Kidl Kamon, we have a raya from a Posik, Kachtara Blue ain't Mitmo. A Tara Blue is not Mekabel Tumah, Kigoyim Bola Tabas Tohiro, a person swallowed a tabas that's toyer. V'nichnas loyal hameis. He went toyer hameis. Eino mitmo ki diyalev v'kal v'chayim. Rabbi learned it out from a kal v'chayim. So the Gemara says, mi lo yaskin on this, because he brought a raya from the posik. The posik says, that's mechabes, he's mechabes b'godah, v'kibes b'godah, v'nish toyer. Mi lo yaskin afil boichon nevela somach l'shkiya sachama. Adain he b'meyav, the still in his b'meyayim, b'loin is akla, and there was no digestion whatsoever. The kematay leikro b'erev shemesh. Alme, mikivin shenivlo, since it's nivlo arei, he kimu ukeles linyo letame. It's considered like it's digested already, it's not here anymore. So you see there's such a concept of a tumah blue. So Rashi, what's the raya? Maybe it's not metame because it's a maga base astorim. So Rashi, vohalekel meima the time mishum the maga base astorim loy metame v'toyche shalodim base astorimu. You can't say that that's the reason. Dim came to tamelu b'masa. Let it be metame b'masa. Domrinin b'yaytzei doifin. The Gemara says in Perek Yaytzei Doifin, Nehei de tumas beis astorim b'maga loy mitmayo. A maga of a beis astorim will not be mitame, but b'masa mi mitmayo. Alav shema mi no. So why isn't this person tame? He's carrying a kezayis nevela. Shema mi no b'liyo ma'akboso mitame. That since it's balua, it's not mitame. So the Gemara said no. Maybe the reason it's not metame because it doesn't have a shem nevela. Leichos yileger. Uchsiv, the pasuk says, leisoichlu kol nevela leger asher bisharecha. Haru yileger, kruy nevela. Shein haru yileger, ain't a kruy nevela. So we have certain guidelines when it has a teiras nevela and when it's not called a nevela. Haniche de motzis lemeluf taimech mehoche l'habi yoichne. Da o mahar b'meseches b'choyres achas u'vachazu. Bein letamei odom, bein letamei oichlem, hu mitamo ad shetiposo machiles klovim. Bukro lemiyutei, that what it says in the posik, l'ger asher bishorecho, despirui l'achiles ger, Yisricha Mechayim Odos. We're speaking about that it was Yisricha Mechayim, Rashi says it broke a neighbor and David got full of worms. The Yisricha Mechayim is not called Teres Nevela. Abul Heicha, the nearest Leger, B'Shas Misa, B'Chol Allah Shem Nevela, till it becomes nifsal mechilas kelef. And it has a shame nevela. So if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Shapi Motzis Lamelos, the time of Mishum Bliya, because it's a Tumah Blu. Ela, the Baal Podem. The Omar Tumah Chamurom, the Tamei Odomi, Kruya Nevelom. A Tumah Chamurom, to me, Metama Odom. The one that's even in the Avatumah. Tozman Shruya Lager. L'machal Odom. That is only Metama Odom when it's Roy Lager. Aber mi kan da eilech ein shem nevela le liyais aba tume. Allo ich lo ma maschkin mu da metam et zarishin le tume. Ad le kelev da gie mi maga nevela shurishin le tume. O metam a oichlem. Seems Rashi seems to be saying, I think that it's metam a oichlem na maschkin. It loses the shem nevela. But it seems it became a rishin l'tume out touching itself. That's like Gorem became a rishin l'tume by touching itself, and for some reason that's not called a tumas amage beis hastorim. But al kaponim, Rashi says, when it's not roi l'ger, so it loses the shame abatume, it's only rishin l'tume. Metam oichlen, haide metar l'kro, mishim d'lichoz l'geru, so then there's no rai to rabbe, d'lichoz l'ger, v'loi metam yodom. So the Gemara says, I got news for you. It's Roy Leger. Shaloi Befono, Merze Chosile, if he didn't see what happened with it. In Bola, Chaticha Ktano, if a person swallowed a kezayis of a nevela, Veloi Loaso, he didn't chew it, Chosile Mishla Yodo Shabolo. So it's roi l'achile to a person who didn't see what happened with it. So it's called roi l'ger. So why isn't it metame the person who swallowed it? He has a kezayis of a nevela inside of him. Is a raya that tuma blue is not metame. Let us see Taisus. Miloy askinen the ochil somach lishkias achama. We're speaking about that he ate somach l'shkiya sachama, v'koma rachmona de toil. V'imtoyma, amai loy medagdik, why did the Gemara bring another ray? Mide imit bebraise beperik yoytzei doifim, there's a braise in perik yoytzei doifim, that says as follows. Nevele de loy metame begodim abeis habliye, a nevele, the nivelas paim is not metame begodim abeis habliye, מדחסיב בניבלס אויף טויר, לטאמו וו, ולוי באחרס. There the Pasuk says that a ניבלס אויף טויר is מטאמו בבייס הבליה, ולוי באחרס, but a נבלה of a בהמה is not מטאמו בבייס הבליה. ומשום מדגדק הבעיה, so הבעיה is מדגדק from this din, so we have here a דייק, בו ולוי באחרס, דמוקים נבלס אויף טויר בלו אהבה. The base of בליה is a din of a tumme blue. So memele, no, there's a xeris akosov that an velus oif toir is metame, but an velus behemah will not be metame bebeis abliye, because it's a tumah blue, and tumah blue is not metame. So we have enough in the posik. It says bov lebacheres. It's so clear that a tumah blue is not metame. Yishloim davad yalibet davaya yochel adagdik misham. Yeah, you're 100% right. You could have brought a raya. Avol rove the sova the base astorim havi. Rove holds. The base has story map. It's not a mocking balua. Eichi metarats lebraise. So how does he learn pshat? Why, it's not balua. Why isn't it metame? Al kochoch, shetoch avloi chabeiroi bebeis habliya, which is a base has story, v'chozo v'itziyoi. Ubeis habliya ho yerochov. He had a wide base habliya. V'loi hisita klau. Hosom emait kodavke niblas beime. But according to Rava, Rava holds the base Abliya is not a Mokim Balua. And Rava learns Pshat, so why if someone's stuck in and the Velas Behemin is base Abliya, he's Toyer? The only reason he's Toyer is because he had a large base Abliya and it didn't, and he wasn't Meset, it was no Masri. And then later they took it out because it went further down. Would be metam already. So according to Rava, you don't even arrive from this pasuk that a tumah blue is not metam. So memele, so that's why we need agamar's drosh. We need a libid Rava. Umiyu hayino lechaylon leforich afa gab lechosav itziyah. Could very well be. It's not speaking about that. That according to Rava, he took it out again. Me in lechayl forish abe gav lechosav itziyah. The chikama Rava the base astorim abe. It's not a base. That's not a tumah blue. Ain tchilas abli. I will say for made the blue abe. But if he's a yochel adaktik misham af leRava the tumah blue leimetam. So if Rava is made. If he didn't take it out, so then Akoch, there was a Masi later, and Lemaise, he's Toya from the Velas Poso, Velas Behemoth, so you see that a Tumah Blue is not Matam, so Makataka brought that Poso. A Philo according to Robin, and Tabai about the Givis, can bring this way. Frekta is this. Taisvis, bim taimer, heiche medag de koche ma haikro, toichel minit voloso, heises here, where Rabba brought a new posik. It says in the posik, a person ate an availus behime, and he is toher. So, why is he toher? The zicha was a masri, is a raya that a tumor blue is not metane. Like Taisvis, I got news for you. Eich mit dank der hoch mei ikro do ich mei blos ob hay kro ben nivlas pa him exi le mit tame be beis ablie and so if he ate it it's beglan na mit tame u be mag ayri ve le ba khile de gemore darshen shaten this posuk ho ich mei blos ob means a person touched or carried mustame a kizayis of an avela. The like Siv Oichel, that what says Oichel means a lilith in Shirachil, tiny kizayis when they gave an oisim, no shosim benidim. The Gemara says you can't learn pshat kipshutai that he ate an avela, because if he ate an avela, it's not metame beves, at least I cannot tome. So speaking about that he carried an avela. So why do you say Baha Oichel? It means he carried a Shirachil, which is a kizayis. So the Gemara there learns Pshat in this Pasuk. He didn't eat an Avela. He touched an Avela. He carried an Avela that was Bekizayis. Our Gemara seems to say that it's speaking about he ate an Avela's payment. He should be Tomei. Now the reason he's not Tomei is because it's a Tumah Blua. So Taisva says, V'yitzich ledroshe dehoche, if pshat of the Baraisa is, like the way we darshan, that it says that after Hashem is his toyer, even though he ate it, it's still ba'en. The right to my blue is not metame. V'yitzich ledroshe dehoche, in kein eiche medagdik minay de shir negei v'noise ba'ichu. So pshat is, it's not telling us a drash. It's telling us, it's speaking about that he ate it, and then, and it's coming to tell us that a tumah blue is not metame. V'yeshloime emphatoisves loime stava lo'uk mikule ledrosha dahocha letaya tumah blue. It's zicha not mistava to say that the posik is coming to teach us that a tumah blue is not metame. Da mashme da osalameima tume. It's coming to tell us tume. That means if the posik is coming to tell us that he's toyer. That's the whole limud of the pasuk. So tumah blue is not metame. So it says va'oichel yechabes begodov. If tzicha coming to tell us that he's tame, and if he's tame, it has to be speaking about that he carried it or he touched it. So why does it say ha'oichel? So it's coming to tell us he carried a Shir Kezayis. That's pshat in the pasuk of Umi. That's a Chazal Darsh. Umi kol makim ein mikra yoytze midei pshuta, but there's a pashta dekho also. And the pashta dekho is speaking about that he ate it. And if he ate it, so now we have a problem. Why, if the Erev Shemesh is itoyer, he's still carrying a Kezayis of a Nevela. The mashme the tira kosav esoichu kshetov al veherim shimshoi. So as the paste the krov, and the pasuk is coming to tell us that a tumah blue is not metame. That's paste the krov. But to tell me that the whole pasuk is coming to tell me that he's not tame, the pasuk is speaking about that he is tame. So kosh the pasuk is speaking about that he carried it when the not was in the blue of the koyfit. That, so then what shat noichel? Shat noichel is that he carried a kezayis of a nevela, a shir achila.